こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、3月5日、武漢に住む作家ワン・シューイン氏が武漢での隔離生活の様子が事細かに記されたエッセイをロンドンレビューオブブックスのサイトに公開し、その中で言及されていた自宅学習用アプリの話が話題を呼んでいます。武漢の子どもたちは休校中に Ding Talk というアリババのアプリを使って勉強するよう指示されていますが、大量の一つ星がつけばアップストアからアプリが削除されるという噂が拡散された結果、一晩で1万件以上の一つ星がつき、アプリの評価が星 4.9 から 1.4 に急落しました。 Ding Talk はオンライン上でコメントや動画を出し、わかるよ、せっかくの休みをこんなに生産的に過ごす羽目になるなんて思ってなかったよね、でもこれ以上一つ星をつけないでください、などと訴えかけました。
On March 5th, resident of Wuhan, Wang Xuying published an essay about life in quarantine on the London Review of Books website. A home study app referenced in that essay has become a national topic of discussion. The children in Wuhan have been instructed to use an app developed by Alibaba called Ding Talk. However, children discovered and then disseminated the rumor that if the app received a huge number of one-star ratings, that it would be removed from the App Store.The app received tens of thousands of one-star ratings in one night, and its rating fell from 4.9 stars to 1.4 stars. Ding Talk released a video online and made a comment stating, I know, guys, you were not expecting such a productive holiday, and please don't give me any more one-star ratings.
So, national topic of discussion というか、international topic of discussion かな。あの、英語でこれが、あの、発表されたから。
Now it is.Yeah.
そう、あの、結構長いエッセイなんだけど、すごい、なんだろう、興味深いっていうか、あの、まあ、このアプリの話は一瞬言及されているだけで、基本的にはこう、この人が経験した、まあ、武漢での生活の様子が書かれてるんだけど、まあ、この Ding Talk 初日だけで5000万人がサインアップして、中国だけで、あの、まあ、みんなこれを使って勉強してねっていうことだったんだけど、まあ、みんな勉強したくないからあのみんなが団結してこういうことをしたっていう、まあ、すごい可愛いというか面白いなと思ったんだけど、あの Ding Talk の CEO もまあコメントを出していて、まあ、自分が子供だったら自分も同じことしてたと思うみたいな自分も星1個つけてると思うっていうのは言ってた。
The PR
なんか子供の時のそのなんだろうね、体制側に立てつく感じというか、誰に教えられるわけでもなく子供たちで団結してこう体制側に反抗するっていうなんか気持ちをちょっと思い出して、
It's like a little jailbreak.
Yeah, なんかこう微笑ましい気持ちにはなったけど、
So are they, this isn't enforced at all, right? That they have to use this app to study? Or do they have some governmentaccount on there, and it's like if they don't do their homework, then President Xi finds out.
なんかね、仕組みとかどれぐらいモニターされてるかわかんないんだけど、Ding Talk ってもともと企業でも使われてたらしくて、それがすごいマイクロマネジメントにつながってるっていう批判を受けてたらしいので、もしかしたら、なんか例えば今 Zoom もすごいそれが話題になってるじゃん。
まあ、What's that?
Zoom ってあのオンライン会議、電話会議の、あのソフトなんだけど、私もそれを使って先週まさにあの電話会議があったんだけど、こうこれは Zoom の話だけど、そのホストしてる側からいろんな設定が実はできて、その参加者が例えば30秒ぐらい別のページを見てる、例えば Twitter 見てるとか、全然こう会議に集中してないとそのノーティフィケーションがホストに行っちゃうようになってたりとか、でそれをこう参加してる側はあまり知らされてないとか、プライバシー的な
they check some box acknowledging that they're aware of that at some point, right?
どうな、なんか私は例えば先週ブラウザーで参加したから、そういう、なんていうの、何かをオプトアウトしたりインしたりするっていうのは何もなかったんだよ。
It doesn't tell you that it'sTracking your activity.
いや何も、もうなんかリンククリックしたらもう会議に入っちゃってるみたいな感じだったから、 よくわかんないけど、まあ、ディングトークは実際どうなってるかわかんない。で、海外の記事だと、日本もこのアプリを使ってるって書いてあったんだけど、まあ、私は、それは本当なのかわかんないけど。で、このエッセイ読んだ？
No.
あの、すごい面白いし、あの、なんて言うんだろう。まあ、武漢で、こう、政府が、いや、もう全然アンダーコントロールだから、アンダーコントロールだから、人から人には感染しません、安心してねって言われたところから、急に全員もうロックダウンで外に出るなって言われたことのものすごい混乱とか、あとその元々武漢の赤十字死者が抱えていた問題、なんか汚職とか、あの、その、そもそも元々武漢の赤十字が十数人しか職員がいなくて、まあすごく暇で、何もせずに給料もらってるような状態だったのに、いきなりこんなことになって、でも全国から物資とか、あの、寄付が届いて、それをどういうふうにアロケーションしたらいいのかもわからない。だからこう、うん、物とかお金超届いてんだけど、それが全然分配されてない状態が続いちゃったとか。
That's an extremely common problem.
そう、日本もね、そう、yeah. そういうのあったけど、あとはまあ人工知能で政府がこうムードをモニターしてる、オンラインので、まあ、そこに最初に警告した医者、お医者さんが、まあ、引っかかって、まあ、政府からデマを流すなって怒られたりしたわけだけど、その彼はまあ今ヒーローとして、彼は亡くなってしまったけど、それもこう、亡くなった時に一回亡くなりましたっていう報道が出て、その直後に、あ、やっぱりまだ生きてます。なんかライフサポートにつながって生きてますってので、それもすごい混乱するじゃん。で、なんか本当に生きてるのか、本当は死んでるのに嘘ついてるのかとか、すごくみんなが懐疑的になって、でも結局やっぱり亡くなりました。だから2回こう亡くなりましたっていうニュースを聞かされる方の気持ちっていうのも、なんかこうリアルに伝わってきたし、あとはこう行政的な問題、その北京と武漢で責任をなすりつけ合うというか、こう北京の指示に従っただけですって武漢は言ってるし、北京は、いや、武漢がちゃんと情報を全部こちらに提供しなかったから正しい判断ができなかったんだって言ってるとか。
Mm. Does the essay try to stick to being matter of fact and objective?
うん、かなり、なんか全然、
assign
blame? このエッセイはね、全然、あの、なんだろう、すごい感情的な感じでもなく、すごい政府を責めるとか擁護するとかでもなく、本当になんかこう淡々と起きたことを、あの、書いてる感じなので、すごいなんかこう怖いみたいな感じでもないし、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、だからすごく読み物としては良かった。あと、その漢方の話、要はこうエキゾチックな動物を食べたことによって、まあ、このウイルスが広がったって言われてる一方で、このウイルスを治すために漢方として、このエキゾチックな動物から得たこうレアな内臓とかさ、そういうのをみんなが買い求めるっていう、まあ、ある意味面白い現象が起きたみたいな話とか、あとはこう、夫婦関係がすごい悪化する、その隔離して、もうずっと一緒にいるわけじゃん。で、こう、だけど、いつも仕事に行っている旦那さんたちは、もうずっと家でゲームしたりとか、ソファに座って何もしない。
Is that the most common complaint?
で、もう、食事がこう3回出てくることをエクスペクトして、そこですごい喧嘩になる人もいるとか、なんかそういう細かい、あの、エネクト的な話とかも入っていて、あの、なので、おすすめだと思う。面白かった。
What do you think typically happens to, you know, these married couples? Because I've seen some reports that there is an increasingLike divorce rate, or like people are having issues with this staying inside thing, and that's probably going to become an issue in the United States with the lockdown situation there now as well.
So, 今あのまさに私の義理の両親はカリフォルニアに住んでるから、ロックダウンっていうか、まあ、ソーシャルディスタンシングしてくださいね。だからもう家から出ないでくださいとか、あと私香港にも友達がいるんだけど、香港はもうあの公園とかもダメってなってるから、子供がいるんだけどもずっと家にいるしかないとか、そうするとまあ誰でもストレスだよね。その旦那さんが何をするとか奥さんが何をするとか関係なく、ずっと家にいなきゃいけないっていう状況はすごいストレスだと。
There's also financial stress, people losing their jobs. You know, a lot of if you have some other medical situation, then you know, that's going to compound with this virus threat.
ね、ツイッター見てるとなんかそういうツイートも増えてきたなと思う。あのレイオフされましたっていう、あの日本人の人でアメリカに住んでて仕事がなくなっちゃったって言ってる人たちが結構増えてきたなっていう感じもするけど、まあでも昨日だあの MIT が出してたあの記事見たら、そのソーシャルディスタンシングを本当にエフェクティブにやるためには18ヶ月かかるって書いてあって、
Well, what does 本当にエフェクティブ mean?
その本当の意味でコンテインするためには、なんかコンテインしきるためには、そんな数ヶ月数週間で済む話ではないみたいなとこを見て、
They've given up on containment, right?
I guess
I think they've officially given up on containment.
Okay.
So they're moving from the they have already moved from the containment phase to flattening the curve, which means that the virus is going to move through the entire population, and its spread will only be slowed by people who have previously gotten the virus, or perhaps, you know, the development of some kind of vaccine or antiviral.
まあ日本も同じだよね。でもなんかこう国によってさ、こう国民の受け止め方も違うっていうか、それがすごく如実に現れてて面白いなと思うけど、こうなんかパリとかさ、やっぱ誰も言うこと聞かないから、全然みんなクラブとかも朝までオープンしたりとかして、こうなんかそれはそれでなんかウイルスと戦うって意味では良くないんだけど、なんか国民性っていうか、日本は逆にこう命令はされてないけど、みんなすごい言うことを聞くわけじゃん。だから。命令じゃなくて陽性ですよって言ったとしても、命令と同じぐらいの効果があるというかさ。
But there are pictures of huge numbers of people out and about walking around in Tokyo, shopping, gobbling down food at Yoshinoya, packed shoulder to shoulder. I saw it on the way here. There's tons of people walking around outside right now. I rode the train. I couldn't get a seat. It was packed. I rode the train yesterday. Completely packed.The train was so full that people couldn't get on the train. They had to wait for the next train.
Oh, wow.
So the remote work thing, I don't know. It's not happening. I don't know what's going on. Seems like people are going to work. I see people in suits.
Yeah, my husband is actually going to work.
It's ridiculous.
なんかその、
Look at the United States.
やっぱ業界によって、例えば私の夫は金融なので、あの、リモート、まあ、例えばその、トレーディングとかってもう行かないとできないわけじゃん。で、家ではできない。セキュリティ上の問題があるから。だから VPN とかを使って家から仕事しなきゃいけないんだけど、そのアクセスを全員にグラントしてしまうと、そのキャパシティがないとか、まず。
Pay for it.
そう、だから、まあそれプラス多分そのセキュリティ上の問題でいろんな障壁があって、
Pay for that.
どうしても行かないといけない人たちもいるし、まあ、もちろん本当は行かなくてもできるんだろうけど行ってるって人もいるだろうけどね。
So the official guidelines from the CDC right now for the United States is to not have gatherings of people exceeding 10. So do not have more than 10 people in the same room. So if you can conduct business while having 10 or less people in the same room, then that's totally fine with the CDC guidelines. They don't mindIf you and 9 other people get infected, because that's not going to create a transmission rate that will overwhelm the healthcare system. What will is if people go out to a bar, club, restaurants, you know, pack into elevators and trains and the rest of it, you know. So there's no problem with small gatherings, because that won't generate the transmission rate that we're worried about.
Yeah.
It's more like the...なんだっけ、ライブハウス、like how many people came out of that ライブハウス with the infections, you know, just from the air, apparently. Unless they were all making out, I don't think that was happening, right?
Yeah, I wonder what's gonna happen. I mean, Olympics is like,
well,
it was supposed to be in
people's behavior is putting the Olympics on the line. I think Japan had a chance to like maybe still have the Olympics.But, you know,
when?
I don't know.
At what point?
Well, the problem is people would have to fly from other countries to Japan.
Yeah.
So, like, where are they flying from? Right?
Yeah, and I mean, there are countries that are, like, banning us to go there. So like, I was
talking... those people wouldn't be able to fly back.
そうそうそう。それがもう、だからそう、昨日ちょうどその香港の友達と話してて、まあ、香港は要は、クォーランティーン、日本は、例えば海外から、まあ、特定の国から来た人たち、クォーランティーンしてるんだけど、クォーランティーンって言っても、ホテルか、まあ、自宅に2週間いてくださいっていう、それもリクエストなんだよね。民主主義だから命令することはできないし、彼らの行動を例えば逐一モニターして、一歩ホテルから出たら逮捕とかじゃないわけじゃん。だけど香港はまた全然別の話で、ブレスレットとかをつけられて、アプリを2つダウンロードさせられて、もう出たら警察が来るみたいな。家から出たら警察が来るっていうような隔離の仕方をしてるわけ。
They're doing stuff like that in the States now too. There's this one guy in like Kentucky or...I don't know, Alabama, or I don't know, somewhere like that. And they asked him to self-quarantine at home. And then I guess someone ratted him out. He was like hanging around in town or something. And the police showed up.
Right.
And they're like, hey, we're going to arrest you if you
don't. でもそれもさ、なんかこう、誰かが言ったからであって、別に警察がずっとその人をモニターしてるわけではないじゃん。だからその、それを聞いて、まあその、その香港の友達は、あ、なんかだったら日本行きたいなみたいな。なんか普通にホテルにいるだけでいいんだったら、今香港で自宅にいるのと変わらないし、なんか日本行きたいなって言ってたんだけど、来ちゃうと帰った後にそれこそそのブレスレットをつけられて2週間監禁されちゃうから、こう本当にドアから一歩も出れないみたいになっちゃうから、やっぱ行けないなみたいな話はしてたけど、だから日本の方が全然感染者数が多いからさ、香港よりは。
It's crazy how quickly that escalated in the United States, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like, the risk to the average American remains low? And then like the next day, it's like we've changed everything.
Hoax って言ってたのにさ。
Who?
Trump, right?
Well, he didn't say that the virus was a hoax.
So he what said, was?
Well, he was talking about the criticisms of Trump when he banned travel from China.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, they're spinning it like I'm doing such a bad job with the virus. It's all a hoax. He was saying something like that. Like, I saw what he actually said, and I didn't think he was saying that the virus is like a hoax. I mean, that would be
I saw like、
ridiculous.
How his comments changed over time. Like,だんだんだんだんなんか全然大丈夫全然大丈夫から、あ、ちょっと大丈夫じゃないね。
That's true of the WHO. That's true of the CDC. That's true of all these leaders, isn't it?
I don't know. Like, I've seen people who are like, なんかそのさ、わかんない部分と絶対って言っていい部分ってあるわけじゃない。その、まあ、特にこういう科学的な話になるとさ、だそのわかんない部分はわかんないって言えばいいのに、こうなんか。えてしてリーダーというものは何かこう絶対こうみたいに言いたがる傾向にあるというかさ。
Well, so the presidents are sending a message that they think will produce the most appropriate behavior, and they're trying to minimize the economic damage just in case it isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
So what they try to do is reassure people.That, you know, businesses will be able to continue and, you know, we can still do these things, you know, because they were suggesting that. People were like, shouldn't we cancel, you know, all of these big sporting events and all this stuff? And at first they were like, no, we don't think that would be appropriate at this stage.
Right.
And so there are very serious economic effects to declaring, you know, that something really bad is going to happen. So I think...Many governments were quite reluctant to be that forward with the public about it because, I mean, we've seen what happened to the stock market. I mean, it's been obliterated. And I think they were hoping that if it didn't, you know, become a total pandemic,
right.
that they could have protected that economic value. Because if the economy does that,A huge number of people, you know, lose their jobs and, and all of these things start happening and that has real negative consequences for people aside from like their health. So it's a difficult balance. I think in retrospect, most people would agree that more should have been done earlier. But
yeah, like when I was talking to my friend in Hong Kong, she was kind of surprised how relaxed I was. Like, oh my God, your husband is still going to work and your kid is still going to nursery. Like,
that's how everyone in America sounds right now.
That's insane.
So I was freaking out and people in the States were like, dude, it's total hype. You know, this is totally blown out of proportion. It's like the flu, you know, all this kind of stuff. Masks don't work. They're, you know, everyone in the States was so laid back about this.
Yeah.
Hardly worried at all. But Japan had high cases early, right? And then we had the Diamond Princess and stuff. So it was like, you know, I'm talking to them about it. I'm like, hey, this could be a big deal if it shows up in the United States, you know, so you should prepare. And they're like, oh, it's like the flu. Like, it kills almost nobody. But now everyone in the States seems a lot more freaked out than we are here in Japan.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, let's see what happens in the next few weeks. Japan is not invincible. We can't have too much confidence in all this, you know, bowing and mask wearing.
Yeah, but we must be doing something right. I mean, I guess
there's
it
tons
definitely
of people on the train. Fact.
I guess it definitely helps that people are like 真面目. Like,
people pack shoulder to shoulder.
ちゃんと手を洗うとかさ、なんかそういう細かいところ. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. 次、3月9日にイギリスで男性器のサイズが平均より小さい人を対象にした出会い系サイト Dinky One がローンチされ、すでに3万人以上のユーザーが登録しています。サイトによると Dinky One を使うことで男性ユーザーは不必要なプレッシャーや不安から解放されるのと同時に、男性器が大きくない方が好ましいという女性に会うことができます。男性側は勃起時の平均とされる14センチ以下であれば誰でも登録でき、14センチ以上の男性用にはビッグワンという別のサイトが用意されています。
On March 9th, a dating website called Dinky One was launched, targeting people who have a smaller than average size penis. It now has over 30,000 users. According to the website, the service relieves men of pressure and anxiety while also matching them with women who prefer a smaller penis. For male users, anyone who has a penis smaller than 14 centimeters while erect can join, and anyone with a penis larger than 14 centimeters can join their other website called Big One. Big in all caps.
So, だからまあこの基準で言うと普通っていうのがいなくて、みんなちっちゃいか大きいかに分けられてしまうんだけど、その平均でパッツリ2つに切ってるから。なのでこうどっちにしても
There's like one user who's perfectly and he's not allowed on either website.
そうそうそう。だからどっちに当てはまったとしてもすごい喜んだり悲しんだりする必要はないっていう感じなんだけど、まああのこれだけじゃなくて、今までもこうなんだろう、陰謀論が大好きな人たち向けの出会い系サイトとか、なんかヒゲが生えてる人が好きな人向けとか、こうすごくセグメント化されている。
Is there like a man bun dating website?
多分何でもあるんだよね。もうあのだからもうピンポイントでこういう人っていうのを探せるようなサービスはやっぱり増えていて、まあこれもそのうちの一つ、mm-hmm. で女性あのでも確かに男性ってよくそのサイズが大事みたいな感じで言うけど、私は個人的になんか女友達とかで話してても大きければ大きいほどいいよねみたいなこと言ってる人って見たことなくて、逆にこう大きすぎて痛くて困るみたいな話の方が聞いたことあるんだよね、うん、それを言ってもなんか男性は、私の知り合いの男性は信じてくれないんだけど、うん、でも
No one believes you.
そうでもなんかこのサイトにも書いてあったけど、やっぱりその痛くて困ってる、その自分の体のサイズが小さいとかさ、まあ、女性もあのバジャイナのサイズいろいろあるわけだから、ちっちゃめで本当に痛くて困ってるっていう人は男性器がちっちゃい人の方がいいなっていう人はもちろんたくさんいると思うし、このサイトに書いてあったのはなんかそのド S の女性みたいな、なんかドミネーションのフェチの人で、こう小さいサイズの男性を探してる人っていうのが結構いるらしくて、そういう人もまあこのサイトにはいますって。
do most men with smaller than average size penises, are they ド M? Or is the overlap pretty small?
I don't know, but...
So, like, the kinds of women that are available are, may not necessarily be what most users on that website want. Like, what is the female side of this, or the... I mean, they had trans on there, too, but the non-penis side of this.
みんながみんなそんなド S ってわけじゃないと思う。だから、その、さっき言ったみたいに、サイズ的にちっちゃい方が痛くなくていいなっていう女性もいっぱいいるはずだから、まあそこは需要と供給がマッチすれば、普通は会えない二人が会うことができるっていうのはいいんじゃないって思った。
How precise is this? Is it just below average and that's all you know, or is there like their profile picture is like their penis with a ruler next to it?
No.だ多分そのこれは男性側の目線から立ってあの、まあ、全体的にサイトとかも書かれてたからこうマッチしてデートに行ってうまくいっても服を脱いだ時になんかがっかりされたどうしようみたいなコンプレックスがある人は最初からそれを明らかにした上でそれでも全然 OK っていうかむしろそっちの方がいいよっていう人と会えた方が、まあ、お互いハッピーだよねっていう話だよね。
But there's a big rangeOn both sides of this 14 centimeters, right? Mm. So you can't, as long as you're going to be specific about member size, they don't have like a slider
on the... わかんない。なんか私登録してないからどういうふうな表示方法されるのかわかんないけど。Would I what? Use this website?
Yeah, if you were single and on the market...Hypothetically, would you use this
if I didn't live here? Like, if I lived in, I don't know, some African country or something, and everyone is like huge, too big for me, then yeah, I would probably use this to kind of filter. You know what I mean? だって困るもん普通に。
But the kinds of people on this website, I feel like, are mostly...thinking about it too much. Like there are other attributes that I would rather filter if
yeah,
I was
of course,
a chick.
But you do that too on the website, clearly. It's not just the dick size.
But you start with that, right?
Yeah.
Because the other people are not on the website.
To minimize the anxiety for the men, right? Because I think...
How do they confirm that people are not larger than 14 centimeters?
I don't know.
You don't have to send like some kind of proof. Like, what if you're some girl registered on this website, and the guy just like is like surprise, I wasn't actually below average.
Why would you do that?
Maybe that's their thing.
Maybe you get banned after this one case.
They won't care.
No, then you won't be able to use the website anymore if the girl reports him. So that's.
But I don't
That's
think
that.
They wanted、
so、
to actually use the website. I'm just saying, it seems very prone to trolls and like
I guess,
weird,
but any websites are
like
that
website.
Too.
It's like a, it's like a dick size dating website.
Yeah.
Are the, you know, is it cream of the crop pickings on the dick size?
But who will be、
website?
Trolling who? Like, why? Like, if you have a big dick, and why would you be trolling women who want men who have smaller dick? Why、
Or、
would you
a
do
guy
that?
With a small, smaller penis trolling women who wanted a... I don't know. There's weird people、
why、
on dating websites, right? Aren't
there
weird people on...
まあでもそしたら全部そうじゃない。そんなの Tinder だろうが何だろうが一緒じゃない。
It just seems like a... I don't know. Did anyone ask for this website?Like, was society, like, we really need this right now.
でもだって3万人以上がもう登録してるんだよ。
Is this 差別? Or is it just
Why is
preference?
It 差別?
I don't know, because it's... If you have, like, a tall people and short people, like, websites, and, like...I mean, what other categories could you make on this? But it, it is discriminating, right? Like you're discriminating based on a physical characteristic. You're basically
discriminating yourself, right? Like in a way. So I guess that's okay. しかもだって if you have a bigger penis, then they offer you another option. So it's not like you can't use any service just because you have a big dick.
So you think this is going to make the world a better place? And
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a man. I don't have a dick. I don't know what it's like to, you know, but yeah, why not? if there are people who are feeling so much social pressure, or like if they're embarrassed about, you know, their body part, that's sad. So if you can make it somehow, the embarrassment somehow unnecessary, then isn't that great?
I think they need the slider.
その こだわり謎なんだ。I was watching Love is Blind, the stupid-ass reality show on Netflix with my husband. And it's like they're calling it a social experiment. And it is in a way that... have you seen the trailer or anything? Have you heard about this show?
No.
なんか顔を見ないでスピードデーティングみたいなやって、で気に入ったらもうプロポーズしないといけないの。プロポーズしないと会えないの。で、だから顔見ないで、めちゃくちゃ話して、ディープなコンバーセーションとかして、プロポーズして、で、やっと会うのね。で、やっと会ったら、そっから1ヶ月、メキシコで、なんか、バケーションみたいな、過ごして、で、1ヶ月後に、本当にウェディングをやるんだけど、そこで、まあ、I do ってお互い言うか言わないかみたいな。That was interesting, actually. Like, two, I think...
Stupid ass.
It's stupid but interesting. Like, two couples actually went through the whole thing and they actually got married. So, like, なんだろう、race とか、その、身長とか、まあ、目の色とか、そういうのは何も分かんない状態なわけじゃん。だからその状態で好きになって、そこから本当にずっと好きでいられるのかっていう。
Remember people...Some people got married in World of Warcraft and like some of these games where...
Like in the game?
They had their wedding like in the game.
In the game.
I guess they got married in real life.
Oh.
Like a lot of people did that. But these, you know, people can develop pretty intimate relationships without ever actually seeing each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's totally possible.
So...でなんかそれは確かになんか想像できるんだけどやっぱりこうめちゃくちゃ中身は好きだしすごい大事に思ってんだけどどうしてもこうで別に相手がすごいブサイクとかそういうことでも何でもなくてどうしてもなんかセクシュアルアトラクションがないなんか実際顔を見てみたらっていうでもそれを相手になかなか言えなくてなんだろうなんかリードオンしちゃうみたいな人とかもいて、それもなんかそれはそれで面白いっていうか。
It's interesting that there can be sexual attraction up until the point where they see that person.
いや、そうなの。そうだから多分その遺伝子的な。
It's like a turn off.
Yeah, like it's, yeah, yeah. だから遺伝子的な情報が何もないわけじゃん。匂いとかその動物的な相手の遺伝子の情報何もない状態だったらすごい好きなんだけど、その遺伝子的な情報が加味された時点で。あ、違うってなってしまうっていう。
Well, there is some, you know, genetic information in your personality and in your
right,
mind too.
Right. But like, そのなんだろう、唾液とか、匂いとか、まあ見た目もそうだしってなった時にやっぱ違うってなっちゃう。けどそれをやっぱ相手に言うのってすごく難しいじゃん。なんか会うまではめちゃくちゃテンション高かったのに会って
I think in the future there could be people that get married who never meet in person and they have their relationship totally
in VR
or in on the internet you know maybe in some cases one or both of the people could have you know, some like disability or physical impairments. And so they, you know, they're, some people, there's not a whole lot of enjoyment that they can have from their physical body. You know, if you're, you know, someone like Stephen Hawking or,
え、なんかそういう経験ある？その、会ったことないんだけど、好きになっちゃうみたいな。なんかその、チャットしてたりとか、電話とかなんか。
Yeah, I have.
Huh.
But, just like, to an interest level, not like, you know.
Like, プロポーズとかレベルではないってこと。
Well, I never went past, like, an interest level without, like, seeing what they...they look like, I guess.
But, was that in the game or like online gaming?
Like I've talked to people through like a message board or something like that. Or yeah, it's like, oh, this person's interesting. But, you know, no romantic anything. But I can totally imagine that being a thing. So why not?
Yeah.
Because if people work online and do all, you know, most of their activities on the internet, and they're just comfortable at home, they could marry someone who lives in a different country or something. I mean, you might have to go to the same country to actually get married, but you could have a relationship. You know, people have long distance relationships.
So, yeah, I've had a work husband, you know, like you talk to him all the time, like emails and phone calls. And but I never met him because he was in Germany. And like we were kind of like flirting with each other. とか。でもなんか。絶対会ったらもう違ったと思うんだよね。会っても会ったらもう興味なかったと思うんだけど、全然。でもなんか、もう文字だけ、だから楽しいみたいなのはあるよね。I guess.
I've met a girl and then gotten each other's contact information. And then we had really interesting conversation, like texting. And then when we hang out,なんか疲れる
疲れる
I don't know what it is, but you know,
なんかそのコネクションがあんまり
It was better
だとないってこと。
It was the connection was better like on line than than when we hung out. I don't know,
ね、
I think a little bit was, you know, there's like the turn off aspectAnd sometimes that's very subtle. You don't really know what it is. But it's kind of like, you know, I'm sure people see girls on Instagram or something. It's like, oh my God, what? And then you actually meet this person and it's like, oh, like they're kind of, you know, using all the right angles and like doing all the right lighting.
そういうこと? And like, 持ってるみたいなこと? Yeah. そうだね。まずなんかそのセクシュアルアトラクションがない、なんかどうしても生まれない、なんか多分何回か話したことあるけど、その今の旦那と会う前になんかこう全然好きな人ができない時期があって、なんかこう誘われたらじゃあもう行ってみようみたいな、なんかデートに、でたまたまなんかお金持ちばっかりみたいななんか続いた時があって、だからもうみんなすごいなんだろう、いい家に住んでるし、めっちゃなんか仕事もちゃんとしてて、すごいみんないい人だし面白いんだけど、全然なんかもうなんていうの、セクシュアルアトラクションがない。で別にすごい見た目がなんていうのすごい悪いとかでもないんだけど、自分の中でこうなんかこの人とセックスしてるとこが全然想像できないなみたいなのが、なんか続いて、だそういうことだよね。なんか人間性だけ見たら全然いいし、条件とか見てもすごいいいんだけど、
That varies for people, but also how important that is to each person varies.
あ、そうだね。だからそれが全然なくても結婚できるっていう人もいるもんね。なんか条件だけ見て、お見合いとか。
Oh, yeah, we're not really that attracted to each other or anything, but, you know, everything else is fine, and I don't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are people like that.
うん。そうだね。そうだね。
Seems rough, but...
うん、そう、それで行ける人もいるから自分も行ける人なのかなってちょっとやってみようかなって思ったけど無理だったどうしても。
うん。How long before we see headlines that Dinky One has been hacked and all the small, below average penis users' personal information is just disseminated across the internet?
そう、だからそれ怖いよね。すごい怖いよね。あの、Ashley Madison の時に、ま、Ashley Madison は悪いことしてる人たちだったからなんか出ちゃってももういやって感じだけどこれはなんか出たらすごいショッキングっていうか
if the, you know, if the CEO of well I shouldn't say an actual company but if this, you know, some major giant company had an account on
Dinky One そうだねだからそこ本当に気をつけてほしいよね絶対にこう流出しないように
Yeah, it's super dangerous.
ね。なんかだ。
I think. Like, maybe some people, you know, they just put it in their Facebook profile or something below 14 centimeters.
でもなんかさ、私からすると本当になんかサイズの問題じゃないんだけど、でもそれを男性に言うと絶対なんか、いや、そんなの嘘だって言われて信じてくれないんだよね。でも、私とか私の女友達はみんなそうやって言うんだけどね。なんか、
well,
いや、別に大きければいいっていう問題じゃない。
It's a numbers issue, and it also, like you said, you know, women vary too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're...
Like, so 私背がちっちゃいしさ、なんか...
Yeah, so it could be a bigger problem, you know, for guys hanging out in different parts of the world more than
そうそうそう。だからなんか前に、そのアメリカ人の人とデートしてあの白人の人とデートした時にその彼が最初に脱いだ時の衝撃っていうかなんかもう怖いとしか思わないっていうかなんかなんかみたいなその、うん、よっしゃでかいみたいなんじゃないなんかだ多分彼はすごいそれを自慢に思っててすごい見せつけてきた感じだったんだけど私からするとそれはなんかもう怖いし嬉しくはないからなんかこう大きければいいって思って落ち込んでる人が男性がいたとしたらそういうわけじゃないよっていうのは今ちょっと私はここで言っときたい本当に。
Yeah, well, it's, I guess it's just about finding the right person, and that's what this website's about. I think it's an awkward subject, but
ね、あとだからそのこのビッグワンもそうだけど逆に多分大きすぎて悩んでる人もいるじゃん。その相手が毎回痛がっちゃうみたいなさ、まあ、それはそれで大きいの探してるなんか特別に大きいの探してる女子に会えるんだったらそれはいいよね。
うん。But they need the slider.
Slider.
So.
Oh yeah.
The spectrum. The...
そうだね。次。
Last week on Thursday, a Minecraft map which contains a massive library of banned reporting from various countries around the world was put online by Reporters Without Borders. Specifically, it contains reporting which is censored in Mexico, Russia, Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, as well as memorials to journalists killed while working in each of these countries. The library itself is a massive, elaborate structure which contains over 200 censored books and information from the press...Freedom Index report about 180 different countries. Article 19 of the UN Declaration of Human Rights recognizes the right to receive and share information regardless of frontiers. Also, the release of the map coincided with World Day Against Cyber Censorship.
先週木曜日、ワールドデイオブサイバー検閲に合わせて国境なき記者団が複数の国で検閲禁止されている膨大な数の報道資料をマインクラフト内の図書館にアップロードしました。メキシコ、ロシア、ベトナム、サウジアラビア、エジプトで禁止されている報道記事やそれを公開しようとする過程で殺された記者たちへの追悼が含まれています。図書館は巨大で入り組んだ構造になっており、200冊以上の検閲された本や180カ国の世界報道自由度ランキングに関する情報も入っています。 国連の世界人権宣言19条では、人は国境に関係なく情報を受け取り共有することができるとされています。
Yep.
なんかマインクラフトの中にこれを置くことの意義みたいなのを説明してあったね、記事では。その国のシャットダウンを逃れられる方法みたいな。
It's very difficult to stop, to prevent access to this library, because anyone that has the Minecraft software simply needs to acquire the map file, and then they'll have access to this whole library, and so it doesn't need to be live on the internet, which means there's.More options in terms of how to disseminate it. And did you see a picture of this thing?
No.
It is absolutely extravagant, super fancy. I'm sure it took a long time to build.
Fancy. Oh my god, what? ちょっと待って、想像してたのと違う。
Yeah.It's like, how would you describe that?
え、待って、Minecraft ってこんな見た目だったっけ? I thought it was more like, なんかカクカクしてる。
It is, but what you're looking at is so large that when you zoom out, it starts to look more detailed. If you zoom all the way in, you still have the blocks.
え?
And the one block is like the size of your head in the game.
Oh, wow.Well, clearly, I'm.
So now we have
anything about Minecraft.
We have a real secret. Well, it's not really a secret, but we have a real hidden, accessible, digital library of censored materials that is very difficult to block and censor. So even at the ISP level, it would be very difficult. I mean, you'd have to totally shut off the internet.And even then, it'd be tough. So,
I love that.
It's pretty cool. When you walk into the library, you know, there are a bunch of bookshelves, and you know, it's like a library. But the users can teleport around. Otherwise, it'll just take too long to get to where you want to go. When you go in there, on the ceiling, there are... flags of those 180 different countries that they rank in their Press Freedom Index report. And so what people typically do is they walk into the library, they see all those maps, and then they go to their own country, wherever they happen to be from. And then it'll show a bunch of information about press freedom in their country. And then...they will also be able to see all the censored reporting in their country as well.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
毎年日本でも話題になるよね、このランキングが、発表されると。
Japan typically doesn't do super great.
そうね。
But better than most countries, I think.
Well, そうね。まあなんか G7 とかに限ってみると一番低いとかなっちゃうけど。大体何な、60位台とかじゃなかった？
I think the United States is like in the 40s.
一時期日本もすごい高かった、高かったんだけどね。でもまあ、記者クラブの問題とかがあるから、それで。まあ、なかなか上にはいけない。
There are people have criticized this, but mostly people are for it. Obviously, these governments are against it.
まあそれそうだよね。検閲の意味がなくなっちゃうからね。政府からしたら。
But also, people are like, well, who decides what's true? You know, who decides what goes in here? You know, the can we trust the curators of this? Because the users can't go in there and edit the content. So there could be, there probably are, some political conflicts that this organization, you know, might have that would obscure some of the censored reporting that would otherwise be shown in there. So it would be better to have, I mean, what would be better to have? Some sort of a Minecraft Wikipedia library or... It's weird to use Minecraft as a portal for for this sort of thing, you know?
ね。あまり想像してなかったから面白いけど。
The creators are adamant that they're making this inside Minecraft rather than trying to use Minecraft to make something. I don't know why, but like, I guess the guy who led this project is a huge fan of Minecraft.
So, well, clearly, I mean, look at this. これを作るのにまずどれぐらい時間かかるの?
It depends how many people you have.
Right.
But, and how good they are. Some people are extremely fast, and some people are not. I tried playing Minecraft, and it's confusing. I played it on the... on the Xbox, and I was playing with my girlfriend, and we had split screen, and you can't see anything. Like, you're just, you just can't see, because it's like narrow.
Yeah.
Or it's like cut off weird.
Wait, but, so split screen, why is it split screen? So you guys are in like a total different location in the Minecraft world?
Or? It's first person.
Oh.
No, wait. It's first person or third person? I think it's third person. But it's you're not looking from above.
Okay.
You thought it was like from above. No, it's like from behind.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen that. But like, why would you play at split screen with someone else?
Because each person needs to be able to see from their character's point of view. So you can't use one
like,
screen.
Are you competing or?
No, you're just in the same game, right? So if two people want to play in the same game,
yeah,
and you only have one machine, then you have to do split screen because there's no overhead, like, camera. Does that make sense?
But why would you want to play it with another person?
I don't know. Why would you play by yourself? Do most people just play by themselves?
I don't know.
Don't you? I like playing
so you can
games
like
with
work
other people.
Together, right? Like you can work together build the same thing.
That was the plan, but we gave up after like 10 minutes. But yeah, that was the idea. But the whole crafting thing takes some patience. You know, you put I don't know, iron ore and like some wood and like a I don't know, but you can like make stuff in there. Anyways, a library is something that would actually work in there. So I don't really know what else people have built inside there, but it's interesting to have like real practical applications that are totally inside like this virtual world.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I mean, I think about like Hodomojiu a lot. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, not just in Japan, but like especially with coronavirus too, but like I'm sure people are thinking a lot about, you know, like その government がどういう情報を出すとか出さないとか。Like misinformation and fake news and all kinds of things and
do you think Minecraft could become like a echo chamber for fake news and conspiracy theorists?
I don't know anything about Minecraft. I don't really know how it works. Like, even this great, like, library thing, like, I honestly don't know how it works. Like, is it something that anyone can just go in if you have a Minecraft account and just download this map thing, or I don't really. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So it just shows up.
Mm-hmm. And then you just walk in and you can read books.
Huh.
Yeah.
So inside Minecraft, you can download like documents and stuff.
I don't know if you can download them, but they're in the map file.
Hmm.
It's just text, so it doesn't take up a lot of data.
Hmm.
You know,
so you can leave texts like in the game.
Well, the creators can.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think they may have some special mod in place in order to make the books work better.
Huh.
But I'm not sure about that.
Hmm. Yeah, なんだろう、日本もその、官邸側の記者会見の話とか、まあ、すごい茶番だみたいな。もともと事前に質問を全部共有しちゃってるから、茶番じゃないかみたいな話が。Mm-hmm. まあ、それ昔、前からね、こういう、安倍政権になって言われてることだけど、まあ、今回有事だっていうことですごい注目されてるけど。
Mm. And it's like a black market for information. You know, it's not what the governments want. It's not what authorities want.
Yeah.
And people can use these kinds of subversive platforms for things like, you know, whatever, the anti-vax or other stuff too. So it comes with the good and the bad. You know, so if you want people to have, you know, freedom to share and receive information, then there's going to be some bad information too. That's not necessarily the case with this one right now, but this will give people ideas for virtual information dissemination.
So. Yeah. No, I think this is really cool. 次.
A study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society by researcher Laura Van Holstein has confirmed Darwin's hypothesis that evolutionary diversification would be correlated in lineages in both the species and subspecies level, and that speciation is mediated by physical barriers and ecological heterogeneity more greatly in terrestrial mammals. Lead author Lauren Van Holstein stated the following: evolutionary models could now use these findings to anticipate how human activity like logging and deforestation will affect evolution in the future by disrupting the habitat of species. The impact on animals will vary depending on how their ability to roam or range is affected. Animal subspecies tend to be ignored, but they play a pivotal role in longer-term future evolution dynamics. The study analyzed data from Wilson and Reeder's Mammal Species of the World, a collated database of mammalian taxonomy.
英国王立協会企業に掲載されたローラ・ヴァン・ホルスタイン氏の研究で、進化的多様化は生物の種とその亜種両方の血統に相関関係があり、種分化は物理的障壁や環境的異質性によって地上性哺乳動物においてより顕著に起きるというダーウィンの仮説が正しかったことが確認されました。研究では哺乳類分類学の照合データベース Wilson and Reeder's Mammal Species of the World のデータを分析しました。ヴァン・ホルスタイン氏は以下のように述べています。今回の発見により、今後生き物の住みかを壊す林業や森林伐採などの人類の活動が未来の進化にどのような影響を与えるか、進化モデルを使って予期することが可能になります。動物への影響は、彼らが歩き回ったり放牧したりする能力がどういった影響を受けるかによって変わってきます。動物の亜種は無視される傾向にありますが、長期的にはそれこそが未来の進化の動力の中心的役割となるのです。Okay. So, その例えばこのフィジカル、その物理的障壁とかっていうのだから、つまり三宅島に行った分と、なんか同じ動物でも三宅島に行った分と、その本土にとどまった分とかっていう意味だよね。
Same species, but they can、
まあ、違う亜種に
evolve into different subspecies. So an example would be like、the Sumatran tiger or something.
Right, right.
The Sumatran part is the subspecies. The tiger species, I mean, that's not a species, it's a subspecies. So there are these...varieties like leopards, you know, you'll have like the Indian leopard, which is recognized as distinct in its characteristics from, you know, I don't know, the Nepalese leopard. I don't know if that's a real leopard. But the point is that the geography in plays off how theanimals are able to move and migrate.、So there are a lot of、difficult terms in the section that I read,、but physical barriers would be, you know,、a large river would affect terrestrial animals more than birds. Birds are hardly going to notice,、
yeah.
right? And then certain terrestrial animals may be able to cross that river and certain of them may not. So you may want to consider that if you're going to like build a damor something, because you、may change、how these species and subspecies、interact with their environment.、The next part is this ecological heterogeneity. So that means how heterogeneous, how、consistent is the ecology, the ecosystem in that area. If it's moreheterogeneous, then that increases the range of the subspecies. If the ecosystem is different nearby for some reason, snow melt or whatever, the, you know, mountain ranges change the, affect the climate or something, then that may affect the ability of that species to have the same species across thatthat ecosystem. It may develop into separate subspecies、if they're terrestrial mammals.
Right.、
And so there's a theory about why there are more subspecies of terrestrial mammals than for other animals that aren't affected as much by these boundaries.
And that was somehow not confirmed until now?
Not confirmed. But、Darwin had...speculated、that would be the case. But、someone had to actually go through, you know, this、database of taxonomy and, you know, publish some formal study、to, you know, what do you call confirmed, right? Everything is sort of provisional in a sense、in science, but...I think with this research, there's a high level of certainty about this phenomenon.、And as the author was pointing out, there was not a great degree of consideration for human activities that could be disruptive.、consideration of this aspect of terrestrial species and subspecies.
Right.
So that taxonomical data could be useful in making...more optimal choices in managing ecosystems、and preventing、severe damage to a species.
I see. It's interesting. なんか日本でもたまにこうなんかどっかの行政がさあれなんだっけ金魚じゃないけどなんかを川にめちゃくちゃ流すみたいな変な行事があって、なんかそれがすごい専門家にいつも怒られてるイメージなんだけど、なんかそのなんだろう同じ種類だからといって別のとこに持ってきてこう話していいわけじゃないわけじゃん。だからその亜種ってものがあるからそれがもう思いっきり人間の手によって違うものになっちゃうから こうパッと見て同じ種類だからってあっちから持ってきてこっちに流しても何も問題ないというわけではないんだけどそれがまあ無視されがちというか、
they've had major ecosystem disruption from people like releasing a pet frog.
Right.
And then it goes out into the wilderness and finds another frog. That's some other pet frog. I don't know. Someone released two pet frogs.
Yeah.
Something. Or released a pregnant pet frog. Whatever it is. But they have, in Japan, there are large areas that have non-native invasive species that in some cases can kill ponds and, well, kill a pond, but not kill, but create an ecosystem imbalance that causes there to not be enough oxygen in the pond. Yeah, this stuff is super complicated. But Darwin was pretty smart. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Who's the other guy? Mendel, Gregor Mendel. He did experiments with peas. And he bred green peas and was able to breed certain characteristics and came up with a lot of the, what would you call it? Genetic theory?
Yeah, I remember
Gregor Mendel.
The textbook.
I think there's a guy named Wallace. I forget his first name. Do you know about Wallace? I think his name was Wallace. But Wallace had... He worked for Darwin.
Oh.
And I think he actually had a lot of the original insights about evolution. And... he may not have gotten the credit he deserved.
Oh, yeah. I've read about that. Yes.
He's a very interesting person.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I don't remember the details, but I read that he came up with a lot of things that Darwin kind of took.
Yeah.
Just kind of stole. But. まあ結構そういうの多いよね。こう、後から出てくるみたいな。
We see this sort of effect in human beings. We don't use the term subspecies for human beings. I don't think it would even, I'm not sure if it would even be technically correct. I don't think so. But we see that human characteristics have diverged as we are terrestrial mammals. And if humans could fly, we would probably look a bit more similar. You know, and like Sherpas are totally different than, you know, people that live in the plains of Africa or something in terms of height and build and cardiovascular system. We're all optimized for different things. Like some people can't take humidity and some people can.
What's the definition of subspecies? So like Sherpas, like who can live in some like cho high altitude or something, right? Like that's not... counted as, I mean, that's evolution, but that's not counted as subspecies. Like, we're still totally the same. Like, what, how far do you have to go to be counted as,
now you use the term race, right?
Yeah.
We use race or ethnicity.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's if subspecies is technically relevant, but it's certainly spicy.
Subspecies. Homo sapiens subspecies.
So is Homo sapien is the subspecies?
Hold on.
Or Homo sapien sapien is the subspecies. But everyone on Earth right now is Homo sapien sapien, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think that there's a subspecies taxonomy for human beings. Are you advocating for one?
I'm just curious, like what?
Yeah, the technical
species or race. Yeah, races are not subspecies.
Well, subspecies is a category that ranks below species.
Yeah.
Usually a fairly permanent, geographically isolated race. So, I don't know. Based on that definition, it sounds like race is subspecies, but yeah, too spicy.
A long time ago, the words race and subspecies were used to mean the same thing in biology. This was before we knew how much or how little genes could differ between animals. Now we only use subspecies to refer to living things that aren't human. We only use race when we talk about humans.
So it's arbitrary. It's made up.
We often try to group humans by race based on how they look. While humans may look different on the outside, our DNA looks very similar. Blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
Why are humans so similar? Humans haven't been around as long as other animals. We haven't had enough time to develop much variation in our DNA. Humans also migrate and reproduce a lot. Different groups of humans are never apart long enough for genetic differences to add up. Huh.
Well, that's true now, but you know, for a long time, many populations on Earth were totally separate for a very long time. You know,
says human DNA is too similar to split us into subspecies or races.
Mm.
Interesting. Okay.
It seems a bit subjective, but
so in like thousands of years or something, like, and if you're still living up in the mountains of Himalayas.
Yeah, if you never mixed up with
other people.
With other people.
Like Pocahontas.
But didn't they find some, you know, tribe of pygmies or something in remote, some island in Indonesia,
like Brazil or something?
I can't remember. But they found sort of indigenous pygmy populations, and they are quite different than the rest of humans.
まあでもそうだよね。すごいミックスしてるもんね。人間はね、あまりにも移動してるから、そりゃ他の動物と違うよね。
Japan is not super mixed, but you know there is some. If you think about it in terms of arbitrary national boundaries, then it's like, oh well, then these people are mixed with these people. But if you just ignore all of that, then you'll kind of see that there's, you know, significant genetic isolation that's occurred over the last thousands and thousands and thousands of years, millions, right? So,
like, I'm contributing to, like, not making the subspecies happen, right? By making a mixed child.
Yeah, well, it's an inevitability.
So I guess if no one did that, then we would have had subspecies by now, maybe.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know what the conclusion of that is. You know, we end up with just a fully blended baby in the year, you know, 2200 or something. Mm. You just have like a, I don't even know, just a like mixed.
The makeup is all like same. It's all the same in every person. Like you can take 23andMe and the results are the same.
Right. That will be the inevitable conclusion because as the world has globalized and boundaries are dissolving, you actually cannot unmix genetics. You can't unmix it. So it only goes in one direction. And this is a property of entropy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching the show Love is Blind, and this black girl chooses this white guy. Or, I mean, they choose each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so the girl has never introduced any of her boyfriends to her dad before. And her dad is a very like passionate man about Black Lives Matter and that kind of stuff, right? So she's really nervous because he's white. And her and her mom, like everyone in her family is basically like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we really care about our race and we want to protect this, you know, like, I don't remember what kind of wordings that they were using, but like, we want to keep this family black. Mm. Like, that's what they were saying. And that was really interesting to me because that's like a sensitive thing to say. I guess if you're the minority, you can say that. But like if a white person said that,
we want to keep the family white.
White. It's like, sorry. I guess it's a huge problem.
But that's common in, I would say it's not uncommon in Japan, you know, for some families to have an attitude about, hey, we want to keep this family Japanese, you know. And sometimes they're...
You think so?
Yeah, I know people that have had that experience.
Huh.
You do too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You mean I know that person?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
But it's not that uncommon.
I've just like never really met someone who says it out loud. Like, oh, I really, you know, we really care about it. And we just kind of... So that was interesting. But so I guess
people want to maintain their culture, you know.
Minna no DNA makeup, ancestry makeup が同じになるかっていうと意外とならないかもね。だからそういうふうに考えてる人たちもいるから。
Well, eventually it will, because you can't unmix DNA. In other words,
right, unless they
it's
make
like Othello. And you can't flip any of them back. If
well, unless they make like specific community, like Amish, they don't let others in and they just stay.
Yeah, but that would continue like that to like shrink. And then you'd have a strange like royalty problem with like inbreeding.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't go well. So...
Yeah, I guess it's not that sustainable.
But it's possible, you know, a meteor hits Earth and creates a giant, you know, boundary and people are separated. And like right now, people are separated. Yeah. You can't get on an airplane right now and fly somewhere, you know. So
yeah,
the whole
true.
Globalization is on pause right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Human subspecies. That's like superpower, right?
What?
I guess. Like, oh, that subspecies can, like, go up all the tall mountains and they're never out of breath. Or I just can't think of any other example besides Sherpas, but...
Well, there are a lot of examples.
Oh,
people in Okinawa can hold their breath longer because their ancestors would go spearfishing and stuff.
Yeah, I think we talked about some tribe... before. Do you remember like these people who can go underwater for like a super long time and they have like a mizukaki janaiketo naka?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget where was that? It was in Southeast Asia somewhere.
But yeah, so
that it might have been Indonesia.
So it all sounds like a superpower, right? Like, oh wow, like they can do this and they can do that, like all kinds of things. So like I don't think I have any of that stuff. Like
you can
that special
hide
power.
In small places.
Yay. So then Charles Manson みたいにさ、こう有事の際にあのちっちゃい棚に隠れることができる。
Like Carlos Ghosn.
Yeah.
You need a way you can use a way smaller instrument.
Yeah, I guess that's a superpower. Right? For people in like Germany or Finland or something, they're tall, they're big, they can't possibly hide in a cupboard like I can.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I don't know if that's a subspecies wide superpower.
Okay. 文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、Android、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題激安です。宿題プランも大好評やっております。各エピソードごとに出題しているので、リスニングの練習とか単語とか表現、まあ、文法問題とかいろいろ出しているのでぜひ試してみてください。
Yeah,
楽しく英語が勉強できる。
Wordless We're adding some word lists for at least guests.
ハクさんの回の先週の回の、あの、単語リストも公開しています。これは無料で公開してるから誰でも見れるよね。
I think you might have to make a user account.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
But you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.ので試してみてください。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。